Hello, this is Eric with the soap grinder.
Good morning, this is Michael. I'm calling from Local Stash. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for picking up the call. Again, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good as well. Thank you so much for asking. Well, Eric, I'm actually just doing a follow-up call about your account with us. Is this a good time?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I believe that we spoke way back in December. We had your account placed on hold up until April. I did try to make a follow-up call in the past few days, but I noticed here that you sent us a text yesterday to talk about your campaign. So as you speak, currently your only paying is actually for the website hosting, which is the thesoapgrinder.oh.com, which is $49. So yeah, just wondering if this is something that we can go ahead and resume, or we actually get a service at the same cost.
Right now?
The account is currently on hold, but you are paying us $49 to host your website.
Okay. I thought it wasn't that it didn't even exist.
You mean the website itself?
Yeah.
Because the website was actually up and running. If you could remember, you had SEO with us. We actually help your profile in terms of ranking. However, it looks like the account was not verified. You know, we were actually waiting for you to complete the Google verification. So that's when, way back on October, you decided to just keep the website at the moment, and then that's when you started paying us only $14. If you're ready with the Google verification, we can start the campaign again. We can definitely go ahead and check options, especially with lowering the rate, and we can help you with your online presence.
I guess what I need is help verifying with Google.
We can definitely help you with that, sir. I believe the one you have here, the only pending or the only available options that you have is the Google video verification. So if you're going to reactivate your service now, I'd be happy to walk you through and help you with the process and how we can have your Google profile verified.
Okay, I can't do it right now, but I'd love to do it soon.
I see. How soon do you think so I can maybe set up an appointment and make a follow-up call?
Can I do it at 7 tonight? This evening?
7 p.m. Unfortunately, sir, we're only open until 7 p.m. Eastern as well. But we really suggest that if you're going to do the Google verification, you have to do it, you know, on a daytime. Because we're going to take video of your business documents, tools, and equipment. So it's more clearer instead of doing it at night.
So what exactly do I have to do? Just take a video of my, I've got a stump grinding business. So I've got a truck, trailer, stump grinder, chainsaws,
some
long tools.
Yes, sir. So they were going to ask you, for the video, they were going to ask you to show your business documents, whatever is applicable or have or available with you, like your business registration, business license, business cards. If you have invoices that you provide to your customers, you can also use that. Or if you have any utility bills under your business name, and you can also use that as well. So for the tools and equipment, yes, any kind of tools and equipment that you use for the services that you offer. If you have vehicle that you also use, then you also have to include it in the video. Again, this is all about verifying your business or whatever available for you as well to make sure that your business is operating and you are also associated with this business.
Okay, so I just really just have to gather everything, I guess, and then give them a call tomorrow during the day. Try to get verified.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. But for us to help you, sir, we need to reactivate your service with us. With SEO and the website, I believe that you're paying us in the past $149. that I reviewed everything here, considering that you've been with us for like almost a year. I can even lower it down to 129. So we can help you with a verification, and once verified, then we can move forward to optimizing it for Google online ranking and presence.
So 129 total.
So that's for both Google profile verification and also optimization, and then also the website, the stompgrinder-oh.com.
So 129 for all of that.
You are correct, sir. So from 149, I'll lower it to 129 for you.
Yeah, that'd be better for sure.
Well, would you like me to reactivate your account today, or we can do it tomorrow instead?
Can we hold off like another 2 weeks? I'm not really ready even to work.
Of course, yeah, I can definitely go ahead and, extend the whole year. Let's say 2 weeks from today, so I would assume that would be, let's say, midweek April, like 15 or 16.
Yeah, that's right.
Out of town. All right. Yeah, I can definitely go ahead and take care of that. Let me just confirm, is your email address the same? ek_springer@acp.net?
That is changed. It's EK Springer at gmail.com. EKSpringer42@gmail.com.
I'm sorry. EJ, like E for Edward, J for James. Springer,
K,
like your last name.
K is, my name is both E-R-I-K. So EK Springer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so EK Springer and then 4242@gmail.com, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll go ahead and update this as well for you, sir, and that way 2 weeks from now we can go over with your account as well to discuss what other changes you like us to make, especially with your business hours or keywords that we'll be using for optimization, and also services, just in case you have any services you could offer.
That sounds good. I'll get
verified
in the meantime.
Yes, please. And is this the same phone number that we'd be calling you, the 3558 number, or do you have a different number?
No, that's good.
Okay. Well, no, this is just like a quick question, Eric. I've been trying to call you actually using our direct phone number, you know, the 877 number, but we're not able to get a hold of you. I'm just wondering if, by any chance, did you maybe mistakenly block that number? Because it's always routed to.
I hope it goes right to voicemail. And I looked yesterday; it's not blocked. But when you call, it says robocaller. The caller ID says robocaller, and it never rings.
Interesting. Well, I suggest you save our number instead, the 877 number, so that your phone recognizes that it's from local Splash. Because I think, most iPhone, I think you're using iPhone, right? Most of them actually automatically. Android, okay. So, yeah, I'll suggest to save the number because I think I'm calling you from a different number. So, and that way it would be also easier for us to get a hold of you as well in the future.
Yeah.
If you have any items.
I can do that, no problem. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, then. Okay. I'll talk to you again soon next week around the 15th and maybe same time as well, right? 11 a.m. your time or?
Yeah, this should be fine.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let's talk again soon, Eric, and looking forward to have you on board again, okay?
Sounds good, thank you.
Thank you for picking up the call again. Have a great Easter. Stay well.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.